This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's ongoing visit to Sri Lanka has marked a significant milestone in involving the relationship between the two nations. In his first foreign head of the government to be hosted by the President Anuradha Kumar Dissanayake since the latter assumed office in September 2024. The visit reflects the shared commitment to a joint vision of fostering the partnerships for a shared future and reaffirms this close, multifaceted ties between India and Sri Lanka. At the Presidential Secretariat in Colombo, Prime Minister Modi held a comprehensive discussions with President Dissanayake on the range of bilateral issues, including the regional stability, energy cooperation and development partnerships. The two leaders jointly participated in the virtual groundbreaking ceremony of the Samarpur Power Project, a strategic initiative to be executed by the NTPC and the Ceylon Electricity Board. The Prime Minister Modi will also meet with the Tamil political leaders and the leader of the opposition, Sajith Premdasa. He reaffirmed India's unwavering support to the equality, dignity and the justice for the Tamil community with a united Sri Lanka. In a solemn gesture, Mr. Modi said, and laid a wreath at the Indian Peacekeeping Force Memorial in Colombo, honoring the sacrifice of the Indian soldiers deployed between 1987 and 1990. The key announcements include Indian support for Sri Lanka's unique digital identity projects and the conversion of $100 million in loans to grants, a 2.4 billion Sri Lankan rupees package for the eastern province and the inauguration of the Maho Omanthai railway station line. A state banquet was held in honor of the Prime Minister Modi later that night. President Draupadi Murmu yesterday gave her assent to the Waqf Amendment Bill 2025, which was passed by the Parliament this week. After the presidential assent, it has become a law. A legislation was passed in the Lok Sabha on Thursday with 288 members supporting it and 232 against it. The bill was passed in the Rajya Sabha on Friday with 128 members voting in favor of 95 opposing it. The Union Minister of the Railways Information and Broadcasting, Ashwini Vaishnaw, said in an inauguration of the modernized state-of-the-art Panban Bridge at Rameshwaram, Tamil Nadu, will be a significant historical milestone in the history of the country. Interacting with the media in the Chennai airport, he said it will be a proud moment when the Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the bridge today. And the Union Home Minister Amit Shah reiterated that the Naxalism will be wiped out from the country by the end of March next year. Addressing the close ceremony of Bastar Pandum in Dantewada, Chhattisgarh, Mr. Shah appealed to the Maoists to lay down their arms and join the mainstream. The Home Minister praised the Bastar Pandum for promoting Chhattisgarh's tribal art and craft. The Union Health Ministry and the Delhi government signed a memorandum of understanding yesterday to implement the Ayushman Bharat Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana in this national capital. The flag scheme provides a comprehensive health coverage of 5 lakh rupees per family per year across the country. However, the Delhi government will contribute an additional 5 lakh rupees, raising the total benefit up to 10 lakh rupees per family annually. The India Meteorological Department has forecasted heat wave to severe heat over Gujarat and Rajasthan till Wednesday and the heat wave over Madhya Pradesh during 7th to 9th April. And the Met Department has also predicted the heat wave over South Punjab, Haryana and the adjoining West Uttar Pradesh on the 7th and 8th April. The weatherman has predicted a fresh spell of rainfall over the thunderstorm and lightning is likely over the East India during the 7th to 9th April and the isolated and the scattered light and the moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorm, lightning and gusty winds is likely over Kerala, in Mahe, Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh and Tamil Nadu today. In the IPL T20 cricket, Rajasthan Royals defeated Punjab Kings by 50 runs at Maharaja Yadavindra Singh International Stadium in Chandigarh last night. Put into bat first, the Rajasthan Royals posted a total of 205 for 4 in the stipulated 20 overs, with Yashasvi Jaiswal contributing 67 of 45 balls. In reply, Punjab Kings could only manage 155 runs, losing 9 wickets, with Nehal Vadhera contributing 62 runs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.